45 years ago today, Pink Floyd had their last face-to-face encounter with their founding member, Syd Barrett. They were in Abbey Road Studio in London, working, ironically, on the song Shine On, You Crazy Diamond. It's all about Syd's drug-damaged departure from the group 7 years earlier. And he just walked in. He was overweight. He was bald. The band did not recognize him at first. And he spent part of the session brushing his teeth. Roger Waters said, hey, what do you think of the song? And Syd said, it sounds a bit old. And that was pretty much it. He died in 2006 at age 60. Here's Nick Mason.
When I first met him, he was absolutely charming and very outgoing and a really lovely bloke. And I mean, I think that's part of the tragedy of Syd's story, was this thing of really falling into another character entirely. And there's still the big question about what really caused it. And although people like to attribute it all too often to LSD, that's not necessarily the case at all. It could be just a psychotic personality that was there anyway.
On this day in 1975, the Talking Heads played their very first gig, and it was four nights at CBGB's, opening up for the Ramones. Pretty cool. The song Psycho Killer was played that night. That song was written before they were even a band. The original three members of Talking Heads, David Byrne, Chris Franz, and Tina Weymouth, met in college at RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design, and they started writing songs together even before they formed their first band, the Artistics. Tina Weymouth recalls.
That song was written before we ever had a band, when we were in school. So to us, it means something about our past when we were sort of young, prototypical punks back in art school, and we wanted to do something good and yet thumb our nose at the art world at the same time. Classic structure, but weird vocals.
Weird vocals.